Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I had to get a physical. I mean, before 40, you don't even go inside. It's like a drive-in window. You just move your neck, and he's like, come on, dude, you're wasting everybody's time, all right? Why don't you go live a life? Take some chances. Take your seatbelt off and drive a little faster. Then you pass 40, and the doctor's like, you mind shut that door behind you? I'd lock it. We're about to get after it in here.
Friday, December 5th. I gotta be honest with everybody. It was a real close one today. But whether you got the live wake-up call or whether you got best of. It was a real photo finish there.
But for you and Kevin.
But we're here. We are here. Yeah, for me and Kevin.
Gavin and Kevin are holding on for dear life.
Why are you holding on? What was the thing, Kevin?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I just had tons of events yesterday and then stayed at Sky River for a while. But I took 2 Red Bulls before Sky River because I've been out all day, so you, I couldn't sleep.
You guys had a bingo event,
yeah,
and you stayed later than the bingo event?
Well, he was helping, like, pack up and stuff.
Oh, it wasn't a gamble or anything like that. Okay. Well, no, he has done that.
Well.
Yeah. Okay.
Not well, on a school night, though.
That's, and he's quiet over there.
Well, he's exhausted.
And I'm waiting for your other attacks you were going to attack me with.
Are these attacks?
I guess so.
You're guessing?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I apologize, Kevin. Look at me.
Oh. I'm looking.
No, you're not. Oh. Now you are.
Yes.
I apologize.
It's okay. Oh, this I love is that. Nice. Bingo was so, oh my God, it was so fun.
Yeah?
Oh, God. Everybody that came out is like the most fun people in the world.
We had a great time.
The whole room was just like in it to have a good time. And it made this event so great.
I love that. So, okay, so, how? I mean, what did we give away? What were some of the prizes?
We gave away MGK tickets, Machine Gun Kelly, Meghan Trainor tickets. We gave Ed Sheeran tickets, and
he keeps saying Ed Sheeran. He kept saying it last night too.
Yeah,
it's because you think you're saying it with his accent. It's Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, everybody loved it yesterday. And then we also gave out Doja Cat. And then, like, heated massagers for your neck and shoulders. Gift cards. I felt like we were Oprah yesterday. It was great.
Wake up call swag. Mm-hmm,
we had an ugly Christmas sweater
contest.
And, oh, my God, the people wearing those ugly Christmas sweaters.
They showed
what
up.
What was that one guy's name? Tanner.
Tanner.
Tanner was so fun.
And then, okay, so we lined everybody up that wanted to participate in the ugly sweater.
Oh, contest. You guys did like a walk-off?
Well, everybody's standing there, and everybody had to come forward. We'd get their name, and then everybody would clap based on how ugly their sweater was.
Love that.
And then it came down to Kevin and three I chose mm-hmm. three people as the finalists. And then we did like, okay, clap for this person, clap for this person. And the guy that won was Tanner. He's hysterical. And every time he would like leave to go to the bar to get another drink,
yeah.
He would come back. This is after he's already won, holding two gigantic beers. And every time he'd walk in the room, the crowd would go crazy.
That's great.
Well, and we played by the same rules of if we call your number, I don't mean if you get bingo. I just mean if you got one of the numbers on your card.
Yeah.
Everybody went, whoo!
That's fun. One of the people that showed up was our listener, Jordan.
Mm, our and sweet Jordan.
Jordan is a mega fan of the show, and we are a mega fan of Jordan.
Facts.
And he gives us a gift every time we see him. It's wild.
And, I mean, sometimes there's something very small.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a cameo for me from a housewife.
Right.
Sometimes it's an air fryer.
Yeah.
Because we were bitching about not having. Well, Kevin and I almost burned down the building because we didn't have one. Right. But
they turned a toaster oven on its side and tried
to put bagel bites in it.
Bagel bites on it. Yeah. What did he give you guys? Because what he gave me was, and I wasn't there, but you guys brought it for me, which was very nice. A Muppets trading card.
That's cool. That's, let me see.
That's in like a plastic case, and it even has the barcode.
Oh, it's PSA.
Yeah, it's been graded,
verified.
What grade is it? And you just tossed that earlier.
She did. She did just toss it.
You know, graded cards are high value in the trading card community.
I actually don't know how to read it.
The top right corner. What number?
Number one.
Oh,
I don't know. I'm not quite sure. I don't see the grade, but there's a QR code. I think you're supposed to scan that.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did he get you guys?
I got a hand towel with a picture of a raccoon that has a towel around its head like
what?
It just got out of the shop.
I like that. That's fun.
And he gave me a Snorlax card, a Pokemon card, a Snorlax card, but it's one that I needed for my collection, and I haven't gotten it because it's, like, kind of expensive.
Okay.
But he got it for me.
Kevin was...
I showed everybody.
He showed everybody. And he even got my partner D'Lo something.
Oh, yeah, that's
I was
nice.
Shook
he
about
just
that.
Knew that he
what
would
did he
be
get D'Lo?
He got him, like, I mean, vintage from the 80s Michael Jackson stickers.
Yeah. Okay, that's
fun.
Because
he loves Michael Jackson.
How much was your Pokemon card? What's the value of it?
I think it was like 75 something.
$75?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, let me double check though.
This card that he got me.
Yeah.
I looked it up.
Okay.
The value of this card is as high as $175, not thousand. Okay. $175.
That's a lot.
This is a lot. It's a card that's in mint condition, and it's from a collection that was in 1993. What is Jordan doing?
He does have to stop spending.
He has to.
I love it.
You've encouraged this. You created this monster.
Hold on.
Yeah,
hold
Katie.
Hold on. I said that gifts is Jordan's love language. Because Gavin's always like, no, Jordan, don't.
Right.
And I always said, gifts are his love language. We can't tell him not to love in his way. But I don't want him to waste his money on us. I'm not saying don't give gifts because I know he loves it. But save your money. Oh, my God.
What?
I just looked up the price of one of the cameos that I very recently got.
Wasn't it like, I thought it was like $300 or something like that.
$300?
Right.
Katie, why are you telling him to get you cameos?
I never told him to get me anything. I'm just saying that if this is what he wants to do, I'm not going to be like, don't stop.
Okay, so then let's say this.
Okay.
Jordan, from now on,
we have to put you on a budget.
Whatever you are going to spend on us, instead give it to charity.
That's not, Gavin, no. No, because that's not how he wants to do it. It's true.
Yeah, his love language is gift giving.
He's still giving a gift.
Yeah, but it's not the same. It's harder to personalize that.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the idea of giving to charity, but I don't want to like force him to have to do this.
You can make a donation in somebody else's name.
I understand that.
So, okay.
He's
still giving a gift.
How about, I think Jordan should get whatever he wants, but he has to be under $50.
I think even that should be under $30.
Well, apparently he's balling.
This is
crazy. So don't tell him what to do.
This kind of behavior is unacceptable, Jordan.
What?
$175, $300, you've got to stop. You've bought our love. We love you.
That is not what he's doing.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
He's expressing his love. It's different than
wow.
Ah, Gavin, you don't know love languages.
You don't understand anything. Really, grow up.
But I don't want him to do it. I don't want him to spend
this
money.
Not
well,
up to you.
You know what?
What?
Make us something.
That is so much more.
That's more time.
Yeah.
I feel like he doesn't have time.
Draw us a picture or something like that. That's a very strange thing to ask.
Well,
you can draw Gavin a picture.
All of this is a strange thing.
That's so mean.
Okay. All right. I take it all back, Jordan. Katie and Kevin want you to keep spending hundreds of dollars on them.
I mean, spend
what
you like.
I'm very uncomfortable with this whole thing. If you spend $175 on this card, I don't feel right about that.
Well, that's a you thing.
Yeah.
I hugged him so hard yesterday
when he gave me that Snorlax card. And I hate hugs.
Yeah,
That's how happy he made me.
Yeah.
He made D'Lo so happy, too.
You should have seen D'Lo's face. Like,
it was
bright.
Size. And he was, what? Oh, my God.
Yeah, see, this is what Jordan is doing for us. He wants to see that emotion.
You know what? I take it all back. Jordan, spend whatever you want.
Well, not $300 on a cameo.
Spend $300 on a cameo.
I don't know about that.
Okay, when you get a cameo from Robert
There's
Irwin.
There's no one I want a cameo
really,
from.
Really, Robert Irwin.
I can talk to him by myself.
That's true.
You're
He's got a calendar.
You're just talking to a calendar in front of you.
Calendar, video, same thing. I'm not talking to the cameo. I'm talking
Have
to the calendar.
Have you ever gotten a cameo?
That's, yes.
He's right about that.
Wait. Who'd you get a cameo from?
Awkwafina.
When did this happen?
Okay.
Who sent you that?
Someone. As a troll.
Oh, as a troll?
Yeah.
That's an expensive troll.
So I think it might be AI.
Well, anyway, people are texting in, and somebody said, listen, he's going to be heartbroken if you tell him to stop.
All right, I agree.
I don't want to break his heart. So, okay, but I just want you to be on a budget there, Jordan. That's all I'm saying. We love you, and we love all of our listeners.
You okay?
I have to... I don't know how to process all this.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
This story is absolutely amazing, and it makes me sad that I don't live in New Zealand. And I don't think I've ever said that. Maybe I said it once during Lord of the Rings. This story takes place at a bar in New Zealand when an unexpected guest walked in. Listen to this news story.
Yeah, so we're sitting there at the pub, seven customers setting up Christmas decorations, and a baby seal just walked in the front door by itself. I think everyone thought it was a dog at first because we're a dog-friendly establishment.
A baby seal. They thought it was a dog.
Oh. And I did a double take, and I was like, oh, my gosh, that's a seal. What's going on? So it was pretty crazy. From there, the seal wandered around through the bar. In the video, you can see someone throwing their jersey. We're kind of trying to usher the seal out because it came in the front door. He was trying to push him out the back door, so he wasn't inside. But he ended up hiding in our bathroom for a little while.
He ended up hiding in the bathroom of the bar. Why would you try to remove a baby seal? If a baby seal walked into this studio, let's say we had an open door policy for the studio, and a baby seal just waddled its little baby seal ass into the studio.
You know what I say?
First thing we do is we shut the door.
Right. Yes.
Don't tell anyone.
I don't want to scare him, but don't go get away.
Yeah. Second thing that we do is we argue about what its name is.
Yeah. Well, okay, no. Second thing we do, one of us puts it in our lap.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Kevin then starts Googling how to care for a baby seal. Gavin and I start arguing about the name.
Yes.
To even have the thought, I need to get this out of here.
Yeah.
I need that person to be arrested.
Yes.
Okay.
You're unwell.
A danger to this world and this society. Because you know what that is? Free baby seal.
Yes. That's your bar just became the number one hot spot of whatever teeny tiny town you live in.
Now, I don't want to put the seal on display. I want to make it part of the bar family.
Yeah, well, okay. Like, give it a job.
No. It gets to, like, in the same way that if you had, like, a bar cat.
Oh, sure.
It gets to wander around.
Yeah.
Patrons can pet it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to, like, cage so people are just, like, looking at it and poking it with a stick.
Of course not.
Right.
No. I mean, maybe have some sort of special where, like, for $5, you get 3 fish and you get to feed.
Yes.
Waddles. I'm throwing that out there. Two on the nose?
A little.
But look at that nose.
It just gets...
It's got whiskers.
Boop.
In all honesty, you know, we're joking around.
Are we?
But, like, if you were sitting somewhere and a baby seal walked in, what would your reaction be? Like...
My reaction would quite literally be to try to pick it up.
Pick it up and put it on
and like front. And, like...
But they bite. I mean, they'll probably bite.
I mean, worth I might it? Get bit.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's worth it.
Yeah. I might get bit. Like, I would definitely try to keep my face away from it.
Yeah.
I don't have my face bit.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I don't know that I would even have a second to process it before I was trying to scoop it up under the arms, hold it in front of me. We're facing each other.
Yeah. Okay?
My hands, like, and we're looking at each other.
And it's legless mermaid body just swinging below you.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
I mean, I feel like in that moment, the two of you would imprint on each other.
Yes.
And that would be your seal.
Yeah. And that's, and see, that's the goal.
But that's not what happened at this bar in New Zealand.
Well,
They had to lure the baby seal out of the bathroom with salmon to get it out of the bar.
And then to have it go where?
I don't know. I mean, I have no idea. I know New Zealand's not very big, so I don't know. Are they close to the coast all the time, no matter where they are? I don't know.
I mean, saying not that big, it's not the size of, like,
of a parking lot. Yeah, yeah. No, that's true. There's enough to film the Lord of the Ring movie there.
Right.
So, okay. Can we get one of these? Kevin, you know the people who run the pop-ups downtown.
Okay.
Can we get them to make a baby seal pop-up?
Oh my God, that would be so
cute. Is that too much to ask?
I feel like I don't want to share it with the community.
Katie.
No, I'm sorry. You can see it through my Instagram.
That's kind of ugly.
call me ugly. Okay? First of all, I'm protective.
Yeah.
That's my baby.
Right.
Okay? So I don't know what people's intentions are.
Yeah.
I don't know if they can transfer influenza to my baby.
Right.
So...
That's true. I see one person cough around my baby seal. We got a problem.
Right.
You got to go.
Right. Like, really? You knew there was a baby seal here and you came sick?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I don't know people's intentions. So it's best to keep them at an arm's length while I hold it with his head laying against my shoulder.
Bert. What do you think about the name Bert?
No.
Why?
That's so ugly.
Would you name it a person name?
Yes, I'd name it a person name.
Rachel?
Bert is my future brother-in-law's name, so I can't have two Berts in my life.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
well.
Right.
Okay, still, excuse me. I should have known before I named your fantasy baby seal that you had a future brother-in-law named Bert that I didn't know about up to 10 seconds ago. Shame on me.
Right.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Gavin's 12 Votes Games of Christmas on the Wake Up Call. Best of the year as voted by you all.
Phone scam number 11.
1065 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10s.
All right, this phone scam does involve me calling a church, a very big church in the area, but it was with the blessing of, I think he's like an office manager or I don't know what he does, but his son wanted me to phone scam. And listen, churches need to buy their holy water, right? Well, I'm a sleazy holy water salesman.
Okay.
Enjoy the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello, this is Nicholas.
Hi, is this the like the manager, I guess, of the church?
Correct.
How you doing? My name's Raul. Labrador is my last name, and when I was at your church over Christmas, and I went with a friend, and I got to tell you, I had a great time.
Oh, I'm really happy to hear that.
It was beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, and when I was there, I noticed that you guys had little bottles of holy water for, I guess, you know, your flock. I don't know what they're called, but you know, you had them there for them to take. Well, I left my card there. I don't know if anybody got it, but I'm a beverage distributor. And one of the beverages that I distribute is holy water. Now, I'm not saying that it's a beverage. I don't drink it. But, you know, we handle all liquid products, if that makes sense. You know, like my hand soap inventory falls under beverage. Listen, I don't make the rules. It doesn't make sense. But here's what I'm saying, though. By the way, do you need hand soap? Do you need hand soap?
No, we're good.
I'll tell you
we're
what, we'll circle back to that one. Let me pitch you on some holy water though, because I don't know who's selling you holy water now. Where's it coming from? Who are you buying from?
I mean, we've been with these guys for quite a long time. They're
what are their names? What's the name? What company is it? those guys? Who's your rep? And who's your rep, Ralph? Whatever their rate is, I know I can undercut it. Okay, so let's talk about this. Okay, so first of all, our holy water is quality. It's real smooth. It's got a little bit of moisturizer in it too. It's good for the skin. You know, so and all of our holy water is obviously blessed. We get it from a source of water. And you know, I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to speak for your distributor, but some of the places around here, you know what they use.
What do they use?
Liquid death. The one with the skull on it that looks all scary. You don't want that, okay? And then
that goes very much against. I really do hate that brand.
Right, so that's where I come in, okay? So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sell you guys a case of holy water, our holy water. And if you do it now, we'll guarantee free shipping for 6 months. What do you say?
Yeah, I'd rather... I'm starting to get uncomfortable here. I've been doing business with them for a long time. Their quality is good, and
they're probably taking you for granted. I'm brand new here. I appreciate you.
We've never met, so
no. But I appreciate you,
a person. But I just
$500 for a case of 700 little bottles, 1 ounce bottles of holy water, with free shipping for 6 months.
It just does not sound like a good fit for us. I just don't know.
Are you paying more than that? Are you paying higher than that?
We are.
Okay. Yeah, well, I didn't know you were doing so well. I didn't know you were doing so well. You don't want to save money.
It's not about saving money. It's really for a higher purpose. And we do know the water here is blessed. And I'm getting the impression that the water that you have is not exactly the holy water that is right for us, or holy at all.
Oh, wow.
To be honest.
Okay, so this is now that's a personal attack? Is that what's happening?
No, it is not a personal attack on you. I'm just making a commentary on the water, and just don't think it's holy.
Okay. Well, it is.
People who sell holy water don't also sell hand soap.
I got a synagogue that I can give you a testimonial for.
They don't use holy water at synagogues. Maybe you can sell them hand soap, but I think I'm pretty much done with this conversation.
Well, okay, good. Thank God, because I felt really bad doing this. My name's Gavin, and your son is the one who wanted me to do this. I do a morning radio show called The Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. He emailed me and really wanted me to phone scam you. I'm sorry.
My goodness.
And this was his idea, too, okay?
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
106.5 The End.
It's The Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses on the wake up call, and we're talking to Quinn this morning. Good morning, Quinn.
Good morning.
What is the reason why you think that Jack is cheating in your relationship? First of all, how long have you guys been together?
We've been together for about 6 months.
Okay. And why? Why do you think he's cheating?
Well, we share an Amazon account together, and we do shopping together. And I noticed that he bought a makeup palette that's clearly for an African-American skin tone, which I am not.
And we're sure that he didn't just not realize that it came in a number of different tones and got the wrong one?
So it was a very expensive palette, and I don't think he's going to ignore that detail.
Okay, so he's a detail-oriented person, is what you're saying?
Yes.
All right, but that's why we're here. That's why we do War of the Roses. Katie's going to call him up, pretend to be a telemarketer, offering him free roses. We'll see who he sends them to and also what he writes on the card. You'll be able to hear everything. We won't be able to hear you, and we'll take it from there, okay?
Okay.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Jack, please?
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Jack. This is Louisa with... And I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Yeah, as long as there's no, like, catch or fees or anything.
Yep, none of that. It's actually very easy to get started. All we need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
All right. Nikki is the first name with two Ks. And then...
Okay, and before I get Nikki's address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
More fun nights and more fun kisses.
Okay.
Hi, Jack. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. That's actually Katie. And you're on something that we have done for a while called War of the Roses. Listening in this whole time is your girlfriend, Quinn. Quinn, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Quinn, do you know who we sent the roses to?
Do you know that person?
I have no idea who that is.
Okay, So Jack, do you want to tell her who that person is?
Not like this, I don't.
Okay, Jack, I want you to tell me right now.
I don't even think it's important anymore. Like, I mean, what's there to say, going to ambush me? What's this, like, bullshit? You didn't even want to have, like, you couldn't tell that I was being distant and stuff. Like, you just want to do, like, a little radio thing.
No, and you couldn't tell me that you were fucking another girl? No, don't do this. No.
Like, it is what it's just, like, such a, I don't know, just, like, a weird ambush type.
You're being ambushed? I'm sorry. I.
Yeah, you're doing, like, a.
Like, fall onto her or something?
Whatever this is.
I think I'm being ambushed. No, I think you totally deserve all of this.
All right, I think you deserve the, you know.
Hold on.
Fall for somebody else.
Jack, I think we need to step in here and tell you why we're doing this. Because I understand why you're feeling ambushed. She found on your Amazon, your combined Amazon, a Christmas present, or I'm assuming it's a Christmas present, purchased for somebody that does not match Quinn's description. You purchased makeup for somebody with a different skin tone, drastically different skin tone than her. Is that who you sent the roses to?
Yep.
Is that it? Like, you seem your lack of remorse, or even like...
You're not going to act like you got caught doing anything.
You're just like, yeah, well...
My whole thing is I was going to tell you, and this is like, up, and I've never cheated before.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah,
I don't know. I didn't want it to be like this. Yeah. Well,
It is what it is.
I mean, this is totally over. I think you're an ass. I hope you and Nikki have a great Christmas, because you're not going to hear anything from me.
All right, fine. You know.
Well, she's not even on anymore. Okay, Jack, I guess you can go, too. That was some real six-month relationship energy there at the end.
I guess no, so.
No fuss, no muss, I guess. anyway, it's War of the Roses on the... Now he's gone, too. All right, War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
106.5, the end. It's the Wake Up Call.
So we're going to get into the question that a lot of people are asking right now on the internet. Has it become old-fashioned to make a man wait for sex when it comes to dating? And we have Kristen Cavalieri to thank for this.
I thank her for everything.
Do you mean that sarcastically?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. She has a podcast, like everybody has a podcast, and she's recently said something on her podcast, and I'll play you the clip right now, actually.
How many dates till you sleep with a guy? I've been on this thing in the last, like, 2 years, maybe, of being like, you should make him wait, like, 3 or 4 dates. It doesn't matter if you sleep with him the first date or the 10th date. If there is chemistry and feelings there, it doesn't matter.
She went on to talk about how, like, we live in a society now that just moves faster. We move faster. So, like, is it possible that this take your time aspect is old fashioned at this point? She also cited expert. Well, she didn't cite experts. She just said the word experts, but she said this too.
I saw this relationship coach post 90% of couples who are in, like, the best relationships where they, like, found the one all slept together the first or second date. So I don't think it matters.
Okay. So now that is clearly a made up statistic. There's no way that 90% of happy couples slept on the first date. But you know what? Kristen Cavalieri is a statistician, so what do I know?
Although, how long did it take me to sleep with my husband?
Well, that's a good question. How long did it take you for...
Second date, but...
What?
Hold on. I was under duress at the time.
What does that mean?
And I was in an emotional state.
What does that mean?
Because that morning somebody had set my apartment on fire.
What is happening? Your life is a reality show.
So,
who set your house or your apartment on fire?
My roommate's angry ex-girlfriend
lit the apartment on fire.
Yeah.
And it burned.
Yeah.
To ash?
No.
Okay.
No.
And you were upset.
Right. So, you know, maybe I wasn't thinking clearly.
Okay. Now let's imagine that you weren't homeless.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think you still would have slept with him early?
Yeah.
All right. And are you in a happy relationship?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So my thoughts on this.
Yeah. And then we have calls standing by at 909-1065. Text messages too.
I think the old school thinking was if you sleep with a guy too quickly, he will think poorly of you. He will think that you are not a female of high value.
Right.
Okay. That thinking, I think, is old school. I think perhaps you should take your time in sleeping with someone, because we know that men can be dogs. And if you are somebody that if it's not just sex to you, if there's an emotional component to you when you sleep with someone, then you probably need to wait to make sure that that person has the same feeling.
Dee, you've been holding on for a long time. We appreciate it. So you heard what Katie said. What is your response to that?
I agree with everything Katie said. I think old traditions was a value thing. Make them earn it. Make sure that you don't, you know, come off sleazy. Make sure they value you. So waiting was like, I guess it's if you want to be in a more serious relationship. But nowadays, dating is you just meet them, sleep with them, and then continue to do that with the other guy. until you're ready to get into a relationship. I was educated on this the other day, and I was shocked. I was like, I guess I'm old-fashioned.
Now, are you in a relationship?
I just got out of a 15-year relationship, okay. And I'm dating for the first time.
Oh, okay.
So you have entered the wilderness after being in captivity for a long time.
Well, I'm on these dating apps, and my coworkers were trying to decide what status I should put. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm casually dating. And they're like, no, that's not casually dating. If you're not going to sleep with them on the first date, that's trying to get into a relationship. I was like, what? I don't want a relationship. What are you talking about?
But would you be okay with, like, just hooking up with someone quickly?
No. Okay. For me, it is more of emotional. I got to feel comfortable with the guy first. I can't just jump
Definitely
in there.
Don't say casual. That is for sure.
Dee, thank you so much for calling. I am excited for you, and I feel bad for you, because as somebody who's been married for a long time, the world of dating apps seems exciting and scary and competitive, and it's like a video game almost, but I'm not playing, so I don't know, but wow, good luck out there.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
It is true that Kevin is not a parent. Katie is a parent. I am a parent. But Kevin is learning a lesson about parenthood this holiday season. That is for sure. And tell everybody what it is. What's going on, Kevin?
So my nephew lives with us every so often, and I want him to have a big Christmas experience at the house. Because when I was growing up, we didn't really have a tree. Like, we had a tree, but it wasn't, like, festive.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want him to come to our house and it not being festive.
Love that.
I love it, too.
What's the problem?
The problem is Christmas decorations are so expensive. You know how much a fake tree costs?
Hundreds of dollars.
A lot.
Hundreds.
Yeah. Right. Me growing up never had the presents on the tree type of vibe.
What?
It was just a...
Where were your presents?
We just got them. We just gave them. I didn't have the excitement of running to the tree.
Everybody just like took a present out of their room and just like...
Yeah, or money. It was money or presents.
Money?
But, yeah.
Oh, man.
Asians.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not going to say anything about that.
But then... Yeah, so I want to, like, pile up all the presents in my room, okay?
And,
yeah. And then
absolutely
surprise.
Sure. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And as time goes on, he can see more presents going under the tree.
Yeah.
And
he can go and, like, I don't check. Like the trinkling. I like the woo, he came in one day.
I think he means trickling.
Trickling. Okay. Yeah. It's more fun for them when they come home and then they're like,
knowing
oh my
him,
God, there's
he'll
more.
Open some.
Okay. Okay, let's get off the presents for a second. Okay. That's a whole other category. Let's just talk about decorating for Christmas, okay? Definitely you need a tree. As we've established, that's a couple hundred bucks, okay?
Well, I have one in my car.
Oh.
Wow, you go all out.
Okay.
I have a faux tree in the car. You can have it. I'll put it in your car.
Yes. Okay.
It's right. Gorgeous.
Okay.
The lights are already on it. You're saving money there.
Period.
Kevin.
I have to buy tinsel?
Okay, go to the Dollar Tree.
They have tinsel.
They have all kinds of stuff.
Is it like cute?
Yeah.
Can I say something?
What?
You're real hung up on tinsel.
Because you need the glitter. How the lights shine against the tinsel.
I don't know. I'm not a home and garden Christmas decorator, but I don't think tinsel's really been a big thing for
a
while.
Big thing.
I mean, you can use it to wrap around.
Yeah,
the tree.
Wrapping
it
around.
It definitely helps.
The
it fills in the space.
Maybe I'm.
Here's my problem.
Maybe I'm confused on what tinsel is.
I don't think
you
know how to do this right.
Do what right? Decorate?
Yeah.
I could decorate.
Really?
Yes.
Why are you saying that?
Yeah.
I mean, what else do you think goes on a tree?
Ornaments, lights.
Do you have ornaments?
Tinsels. We do have ornaments.
Okay.
I have the ones that I made.
Oh.
Okay.
And then we have cute, like, you know, family pictures that we could put up on the tree.
That's good enough.
Like greeting cards.
Sure.
What about a star or an angel at the top?
I'm more of a star person.
Okay. Great. Then get yourself a star.
I'm going to do a big star.
Love that. Maybe
now
even,
that I can reach the tree,
well, maybe
it'll be better.
Even let your nephew put the star on the tree. It's
no.
very special.
Yes.
Oh, no. I want to do that for myself.
Wow.
You know, so Asians.
Selfish. No.
I'm not going to say that.
I haven't had this experience, okay?
Okay, and okay. So because you haven't, you're going to make sure he doesn't either.
You're right.
By the way, I just wanted to say that's a callback joke to when Kevin said something earlier.
Sorry, that was, you stepped into that bear trap. That was dumb.
All right, so besides the tree, what are you going to put up around the house?
Maybe do some, you know, the wrapping, ribbon? Ribbon.
Okay.
Around.
Okay.
Ribbon around like doors.
Sure.
Okay. That's a cute idea.
Garage door.
That's cute.
Cabinets.
Love
yes.
That. Okay.
Hobby Lobby has 50% off all of their Christmas stuff. You there can you get go. Them some pillows.
You could get some
pillows.
Really, yeah, and some really fun signs that you can hang up. Signs are easy and big.
No.
Just get something that says "Let it snow."
Yeah, there's a big push for like red pickup trucks with trees
there
in the back.
You go.
This is also my mom's house, so I can't just like throw up Christmas here.
When did that ever stop you from doing whatever? Didn't you like?
You're right.
Didn't you like redo the bathroom on your own? Like you decided you didn't like the tile anymore?
Yeah.
Or was she a part of that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's why we got a whole new remodel.
Okay. Here's what I love about Wake Up Call listeners. They're here to help. Unsolicited text messages that we're getting in. Walmart has really cute ornaments that your nephew can make and put on the Christmas tree.
That's cute.
They're only $1.50. Also, this is a different person. If Kevin doesn't want the tree in Katie's car, you can get a 4-foot Christmas tree from Lowe's for only $30.
$30?
That's great.
4 feet?
And like
what is
four,
that?
4 feet. I mean, it's shorter than you, but
kick
it's,
that.
Okay, why would you kick
what?
It? I don't
what?
Know. You know, Asians.
I don't know why we keep doing this.
I think it's fun.
Kevin, I think that you're going to spend some money, but like we said, it's your mom's house. And it's important that you do this for your nephew. I'm on board. Katie's on board. We think this is beautiful.
Okay, well,
I'm
let's
happy.
Spread some Christmas joy.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
The suspense is building. It's almost palpable. That's what all this fog is this morning. Are you smarter than Katie?
Yes, that's what it is. It's the lair coming down on you.
I love it. I love it. And let's talk to Kim. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
All right. It sounds like you're driving around. Please be careful. It is some Bay Area density out there today. All right, here we go. I got 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. Katie's leaving the studio. Jackpot's $320. All right, you ready to go?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Question 1. There was huge news this morning in Hollywood. Netflix made an offer to buy Warner Brothers with a cash offer of $82 billion. This will change the film landscape with many industry titans very disappointed if this sale goes through. Which is not owned by Warner Brothers? Harry Potter, Batman, or SpongeBob?
SpongeBob.
Question 2. Kris Jenner has had a lot of plastic surgery, but how much exactly? Well, according to sources, the only thing on her face that is still real is her nose. And that source is her. What is the plastic surgery procedure on a nose called?
Rhinoplasty.
Question 3. Peacock is really in the business of rebooting right now. They released a trailer for a reboot to the classic Tom Hanks horror comedy, The Burbs. This time it's going to star Keke Palmer. You can see that trailer by texting in Burbs, B-U-R-B-S, to 909-1065. It looks okay. They also are going to reboot Clue as a comedy series. Name 3 of the playable characters from Clue.
3 characters. Oh no. Okay, hold on.
3 seconds. 3.
Mustard.
2.
Mustard. Bobby.
1.
Plum.
All right. Gotta move on. Did I hear a Bobby in there?
I heard Bobby.
Question four. Taylor Swift has a wedding coming up this summer, and there's reporting now that she had to buy her wedding date. She really wanted to get married at this new venue in Rhode Island, but also wanted to get married on June 13th. That date was taken, and she made the couple a cash offer that they couldn't refuse, and they gave the date up. That's a rumor, but it is being reported. What is the capital of Rhode Island?
Rhode Island, oh my gosh.
3 seconds. Three.
Providence.
All righty. And question five, Disney Plus is attempting to break a Guinness Book World Record for the 35th anniversary of Home Alone coming out. Holy cow. They're going to build a 25-foot tall model of the McAllister house entirely made out of gingerbread. That is intense. Oh my God. How many inches are in 25 feet?
Oh, my gosh. Well, 300.
All righty. Kevin, could you please bring Katie back in here? And, Kim, what are we doing today? Where are we off to?
Taking my kids to school.
Yeah? Are they in the car?
Yeah. They are.
Wow, they're so quiet. Hi, everybody.
I know. I told them to say hi.
Hi.
How many kids are there?
There's three.
Well, I rattle off names.
JJ, Savannah, and Stella.
JJ, that Savannah, and Stella.
Sounds like the names of kids on a like a Nickelodeon show.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. The Magic Lives of
really
JJ, Savannah, and Stella.
Oh, we love them too.
We love them too. All right, stay on hold. That love is not going to make Katie go easy on you guys.
Don't think that matters.
All right, here we go. Question one, Katie. Yep. Big news out of Hollywood that broke overnight. Netflix made an offer to buy Warner Brothers, and it's a cash offer of $82 billion. And, I mean, if this sale goes through, it's going to change the landscape entirely, and people in the industry are not happy about it.
I'm going to be honest. Money doesn't even make sense anymore.
No, it doesn't. They're just numbers. It's crazy. Which is not owned by Warner Brothers? Harry Potter, Batman, or SpongeBob?
That is not owned. What was it?
Batman? Not owned.
Oh, Batman definitely is.
Which is not owned by Warner Brothers?
Okay.
Harry Potter, Batman, or SpongeBob?
SpongeBob.
Yeah. SpongeBob is owned by Paramount. Question two, Kris Jenner. You know, obviously had a lot of work done
on
that face of hers.
Looks great.
According to sources, the only thing left on her face that is real is her nose. And that source is her.
Okay, well, I believe it. My nose is real, too.
What is the plastic surgery procedure on a nose called?
Rhinoplasty.
Yeah. It's funny how everybody knows that. Rhinoplasty.
That's been around for a long time.
Question three, Peacock. Really loves rebooting stuff. They released the trailer for the reboot of the Tom Hanks horror comedy The Burbs, this time starring Kiki Palmer. Again, you can see that by texting in the word Burbs. And they're also going to reboot Clue as a comedy series. One of the funniest movies of all time, I think. Name three of the playable characters from the board game Clue.
Okay, Professor Plum, Colonel Mustard, Mrs. Pika? Oh, God.
Scarlet Red is my favorite.
Can you get any more?
I could barely get that.
Really? Miss Scarlet, Mr. No. Green, and okay. Miss White.
Yeah, okay. Now that you're saying
flames! Flames on the side of my face.
It's from the movie.
You got to see that movie, Kevin. It's so funny. Like, so happening? Funny. Question four. Taylor Swift, according to reporting, had to buy her wedding date. She really wanted to get married at this new venue in Rhode Island, but she also had to get married on June 13th. That date was booked. She made that couple an offer they couldn't refuse, and the couple moved their wedding date.
There is absolutely no way this is true.
You don't think?
We will not know her wedding date in advance.
You don't think?
No.
You don't think?
No.
You don't think?
Kevin, stop.
All right. I you can't see, like, Disney Plus presents a live stream
not a live stream, but there'll be some sort of, like, the making of.
Yeah, yeah. What's the capital of Rhode Island?
Providence.
Question five, speaking of Disney Plus, they are going to attempt to break the Guinness Book World Record to celebrate the 35th anniversary of Home Alone. Let that make you feel old.
Oh, boy.
They're going to build a 25-foot-tall model of the McAllister house out of gingerbread.
Okay.
How many inches is in 25 feet?
How many inches is in 20? Okay. 12. That's 10. Four, five.
She's working on something over there.
Okay, hold on.
All right. Five, 3 seconds.
Two.
Three. Two.
200?
All right.
Oh, come on.
300. 300. Oh, did you just hit your head?
No.
Oh,
what looked, did I hit my head on?
I don't know. You threw your head back, and it looked like, and I heard this at the same time.
Oh, no,
it looked
I
like
hit my hand on the thing because I didn't use one of the ones.
I see. All right. Kim, are you there?
Mama. Oh. I am.
Mama. Final score. Hi. You both got 4.
Oh. Oh.
It's a tie.
It's a tie.
Holy cow. We had $20 to the jackpot tomorrow, making it $340. Kim, what is it you want to tell us?
What, honey?
Yes, you can say hi.
Everybody say it.
Say hi. Today we are Beth, Morgan, and Katie.
Yes, you are.
Love that. Have a great day at school, everybody, and be careful. Be careful.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Rhodes.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Dirty Little Secret time on The Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Sheldon. That's not his real name, and this isn't his real voice. Good morning, Sheldon.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. You were on The Dirty Little Secret with a very interesting secret to tell us. What is it? Let's just jump right in. What is it?
I drank breast milk until I was 15.
Hold on a second. You drank breast milk until you were 15.
I drank my mother's breast milk until I was 15.
That was my first question.
Milk. Yeah.
You drank your mother's breast milk until you were 15.
Can I ask a question?
I think I know what you're going to ask. But
okay,
yeah,
what does she know? What is she going to ask?
Well, she's going to ask if I was actually breastfeeding or if I drank the breast milk. I drank it out of a cup until I was 15. Let's just be clear about that.
You drank it out of a cup. Was that what you were going to ask?
That is exactly what I was going
to
ask.
When did the transition from breast to cup start?
Three. My mom always, three that all of me and my siblings stopped breastfeeding. And then, I was still drinking her breast milk though until I was 15 because the health benefits, that was something that she had always been taught. And so that, that's what we believed in our family.
How did your mother lactate for 15 years?
Well, I'm the oldest of seven. So at any point, in my childhood, I had, there was always like an infant or a toddler in the household.
And did you finally,
I was 15.
Did you finally at 15 go, you know what, I think I'm good?
Well, I think I did start to realize at that point, like maybe this isn't something that everybody does.
Sure.
Why?
And that's when my mom stopped having kids. So circumstance led to me stopping.
Okay, if you're just joining us, it's The Dirty Little Secret. This is Sheldon, not his real name. He confessed that he drank his mother's breast milk until he was 15. You just said, I think I realized that it was not normal. What made you realize it?
I mean, it was something that I was told not to share with friends.
Who told you that you shouldn't tell other people? Was it your mom or your dad?
It was both. I mean, it was sort of an understood thing in our family. Sure. Like, you just don't talk about that. But
And your dad was on board with this and fine with it?
Yeah. There are studies that show there are health benefits to it.
Sure.
It's you're building up, sort of resistance.
I mean,
to
you could also take
like
a gummy vitamin.
I don't think that that's necessarily true. I think the studies have shown that past a certain age, there really aren't that many benefits.
Well, I guess then I was just drinking out of habit, but that's what I always learned.
Drinking out of habit.
The people that think I should definitely keep giving my 15-year-old breast milk, I don't know how factual they are in their beliefs of things.
Could you imagine, and I'm sure that you entertained this thought, or maybe you didn't entertain this thought, what would happen to you if your peers in high school or middle school found out about that?
By the time I was about 15, and like I said, when I realized, like, oh, this is in, that would have been.
15's too late.
For Gavin.
15's too late.
Would not have been a good look at school, yeah.
My son said the other day, he's in sixth grade, that he wanted to wear a Santa hat to school. And I had to dramatically talk him off of that idea. Okay? Because it would have, I don't know, I told him, I said, you can if you want to. But it feels like it would make you a target of unwanted attention.
Gavin.
I don't make the rules of adolescence, okay?
I know.
And that's a Santa hat. This was drinking your mother's breast milk.
I know.
Could you just imagine? Kids are cruel.
I can't imagine nursing for that long, to be honest.
Well, I mean, this
the
is...
The things your mother's body has gone through.
Get her in touch with Dr. Lee, I guess. All right?
Okay.
So, okay, follow-up question. How healthy are you now? How old are you now? And do you get sick? Do you break bones? Like, I don't know. Like, are you a relatively healthy person?
I'm not like a bionic human, but I do think that, my immunity is pretty strong. I'll go a couple of years without getting a cold. I've never gotten COVID. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. I'm in my 30s now, so it's been a long time.
All right.
Okay.
So there you go. Take that information. No, don't take it.
Listen to us or him. Talk to your doctor.
No, you get all your medical information because I know what you're saying right now in your car. Wake up call. Aren't you doctor? Yes, we are.
We are doctor.
Sheldon, thank you so much. Yeah, it's the dirty little secret.
Thanks for letting me get that off my chest. I appreciate it.
I get it. Get it off your chest.
Very funny.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Think about the last time somebody gave you a compliment. Can you even remember what it was? There's a really good chance that that you can't. And there's a reason for that, right, Kevin?
Yes.
You found a study. Let's go over the details of this study. It's interesting.
It says that your brain remembers insults for 20 years, but forgets compliments in 30 days. And that's because it's called negative bias. It means your brain gives more attention and emotional weight to negative events. When someone insults you, your brain releases stress hormones, making the memory stronger.
Wow, this is really enlightening for me. This makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
Because I do.
You will hold on to.
I hold on to
something negative.
Mm-hmm, way more than I hold on to things that are positive. And what I found out through therapy is that I've done that for so long in my head that it almost minimizes good things that do happen to me or good things that are said to me. And it's this self-perpetuating problem where like I end up becoming like sadder and sadder and sadder. And it's because my brain is trying to facilitate that by making me not even remember when somebody says something good to me.
Kevin, do you feel like you're this way?
Yes, kind of. Definitely.
Really?
Yes.
So you don't remember the compliments that I give you?
When have you given me compliments?
Are you kidding?
All I know is insults.
Katie!
Kevin, just yesterday, what did I say about your hair?
It looked good?
Yes.
Okay, that's it. Remember that one time you're like, oh, look at that little fat boy.
Oh,
little
Katie.
Asian boy.
What is your best facial feature that I tell you all the time?
You said there are none.
No, that's
Katie.
You said you should go to Allure for your face.
No, that is a spot.
You said you're always eating candy because you're diabetic.
No.
And that's why you have.
I said your lips. I said you have very full lips.
I do have full lips.
I say that you have really nice legs.
Okay. And then you say, because you don't work out at the gym.
What? That's not
true.
Katie. No. I remember all the insults, bitch.
Right.
Okay. I say you're very smart.
Yeah, but sometimes you say I'm pretty dumb. Tell me I'm wrong.
Have I ever said to him in seriousness, you are a dumb person?
You said a dumb bitch before.
Well, sure.
That's different. Dumb bitch, I feel like, has nothing to do with intelligence.
No.
It's more just decisions that you make.
You're saying that I have said to you, you're a little fat boy?
Yeah, all right. Definitely.
What was the context?
I was probably eating pasta in the morning.
Okay.
And you said, oh, wow, pasta in the morning? Why don't you have cotton candy on the side?
Dot, little fat boy.
Little fat
right.
boy. If you're just joining us, Kevin found a study that says that we hold on to negative comments way more longer and in more detail than we do for compliments. And we also are learning that Katie is a bully to Kevin.
No, yeah. Gavin, I can't believe that you're not having my back on this.
Do I say negative things to you?
Sometimes, yes.
Really?
You say, look at that car.
Look at that car.
Yeah, when I had a Mercedes, you said, "Oh, he a broke bitch."
When he had that junky old.
Oh, okay. But at least I never called you a fat boy.
Yeah, never.
Neither have I.
I remember it.
Then you know what? I'm never going to compliment you again.
It's not like I remember anyways.
Well, exactly. I'm wasting my time. I'm spinning my
wheels. Do you
wheels.
Remember when I complimented
Every
you?
Every single time. In fact, if anything, I remember the compliments. They stick to me like glue.
Katie doesn't remember the negative comments.
Anytime somebody says something nice, I'm like, put that in the bank.
Wow.
Put that in the memory bank and tap into that later.
Okay, so how do we harness that?
Yes. What are your tips?
I mean, tip one for Kevin. For Kevin, yeah. Call other Asian boys fat boys.
Okay. I think first and foremost, always assume everybody's telling you the truth.
Okay.
If somebody gives you a compliment, be like, that sounds about right. Okay.
Wow.
What's wrong with that?
No,
you're not calling somebody else a liar when they say something nice to you?
It would be a complete reprogramming of my biasness. But okay, something I can work on. Okay.
So every time somebody says something good to you, you assume that is absolute truth.
Okay.
Every time somebody says something bad to you, assume they're a pathological liar.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, it does take some self-awareness in this situation. Because sometimes people are going to say stuff to you and it's going to sound bad and it's going to be true. But it's not often.
No. Okay.
So in those moments, go, okay, maybe I do whatever. I can't think of a single negative thing right now. But then tell yourself, but don't forget, somebody said you had pretty hair one time.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Guys, I'm barely hanging on.
Oh, God.
We've talked about it before on the show, but my family and I are involved in a play, and you know, this is a crucial week. We're not getting home until 11 o'clock at night. Even my six-year-old,
because it's tech week. Do you want to describe what tech week is?
It's basically like the most intense rehearsals right before the show opens. So we're already on very little sleep. We're getting home very late. It's all because we're pros. However, last night we get home to discover that my Corgi Fozzie ingested chocolate.
Oh, how much?
7 ounces.
Oh, no.
Because I found the wrappers and I did the math.
Okay, that doesn't seem like that much.
It doesn't, but it's like apparently right on the line of like, be concerned. So the six-year-old is already asleep. So I had to take her upstairs and put her in bed. But now we're all on Fozzie duty, where we're all just sitting around watching him. And I'm so tired. Now, don't get me wrong. I love my dog more than I love almost every living thing on the planet. But, like, I definitely took the approach of, like, he's probably fine.
Yeah.
And part of that, and I don't proudly say this, was just because of how tired I was. Like,
What else were you going
to
do?
Take him to a vet, get his stomach pumped. So, you know, I called and they basically were like, it's right on the edge. You can monitor the situation or you can bring him in. And I was like, okay, I'm not bringing him in unless it's absolutely necessary. Let's monitor the situation. And for the first time in my dog owning life, which is less than 2 years. Actually, today's his birthday.
Oh,
happy birthday, Fozzie.
Happy birthday.
2 years old. For the first time ever, he slept in bed with us.
Oh, that's great.
It was awful.
Oh,
I hated every second
Why?
Of it.
Did he take your spot?
He's not used to it. So he is like a kid in a hotel room jumping back and forth between the beds.
Oh.
He's just amped, like amped. Didn't matter that it was 11:30 at night. He was like, wait a second. What? The last time I got to be on this bed with you, Papa, was when you had COVID. Do you have COVID? I don't hear any coughing. We must be playing. And he was like, fun Fozzie all over the place. And I kept saying, like, shut the F up. Like, I kept being like, I need you to go to bed. So finally, I gave up. And I'm like, this is not working. But I'm not going to put him in his cage downstairs because, God forbid, he starts throwing up or something.
Sure.
I need to be able to hear it so that I can rush him to the pet ER. So I'm like, okay, I'll bring the cage upstairs to the bedroom.
There you go.
All right. I am so tired and the cage is so big and so heavy. It is a pain in the ass on a level I cannot describe. and I turn a corner, and the corner of the cage goes right into my wall.
Like in
like it looks like I've punched a hole in the wall.
Gavin.
It was like the worst scenario you could imagine. Like, I'm so tired. The dog might be dying. And now I've punched a hole in the wall
and
with the corner
of the
cage.
You don't even know if he's going to go to sleep.
Right. I was, to say I was mad.
I couldn't be happier I wasn't there for this. This is a scenario where I would just start to cry. Did you try to cry?
No, I should have cried.
You should have
cried. It probably would have fixed everything.
I mean, it'll get some of that out.
Just
some of that poison that was building up inside you.
Just sit down in the hallway next to the empty dog cage and have a good cry.
Yeah.
Wait for somebody. Just wait for another human to come out and be like, what's wrong, buddy?
And I can only assume that cage is making so much noise.
So much noise. So much noise. Now, the good news is once I got the cage in the bedroom, the dog was like, oh, bed. And he went right into the cage and went to sleep. And then so did I. And I woke up this morning and he's okay. I didn't look at him, but I could hear him in there kind of like shuffling around.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, he's alive and I'm alive. So off we go on our days. Happy birthday, Fozzie. But
oh my God.
It was like one of those scenarios that encapsulated 40 minutes of my life that was a rolling avalanche of frustration that just got out of control. And it looks like one day I'm going to die and I'm going to go back and look at moments of my life.
Yeah.
Probably sitting on a recliner in heaven with Jesus. And
you think Jesus is going to be sitting next to you?
Oh yeah. He's got the best recliner.
Okay.
Yeah.
It just feels like there are other people who want to sit
by. If you're going to watch all the moments of somebody's life, I'd imagine you're doing it with the big guy.
Okay.
You know?
Sure.
So I'm going to watch this moment. And first of all, he's going to go like, I know you didn't have a good time, but this was entertaining to watch. And I'm going to be like, I'll bet.
But Jesus will be like, it was part of my plan.
I'll bet it was. And then he's going to make, this is a real plot twist. And I'm going to watch it to find out that I just don't remember because I was so tired. I was the one who punched a hole in the wall or something like that.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
To beware of something out there, and thank God the Sacramento Sheriff's Department is hot on the case. They're calling it Operation Bad Elf, and Katie has the details.
So this is a scheme that's going down at big stores, Target, Walmart, you know, stuff like that, and it is a scheme where thieves are opening up the little packages that gift cards come in.
Okay.
You know, the things that just kind of hang on a hook.
Yeah.
And they remove gift cards. Now, I don't really buy gift cards for people. And if I do, I don't open them. I don't see them opened in front of them. So I don't totally understand this. Okay.
Okay. I do. So maybe.
Okay. So they remove the gift cards from the sealed envelopes.
Okay.
Okay. And then they slice away the code that the receipt needs to activate the card.
Okay.
Okay. And then they reseal the envelope before returning it to the shelves. And then whoever buys it.
Yes.
Okay. The scammer can tap into that money that has been added to the card.
What a scheme. That was hard to follow,
yeah.
Even for somebody who buys. So it sounds like they basically hack the barcode of a gift card.
Okay, that seems like such an easier way of saying it.
Well, this is all part of the situation. So the Sacramento Sheriff's Department want us to be aware of this and be vigilant to, I'm guessing, what? Make sure that we look at a gift card packaging to see if it's been tampered with?
There is a part of this article that even says what to watch out for.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Informational. When you're buying a gift card, make sure to check the packaging. And then it says, do they look tampered with?
I can't tell what's tampered with or not anymore. We had a package delivered to our house yesterday that looked like it was kicked from the warehouse to our door. There was a hole in it. There was a freaking hole in this box. I picked it up, used the hole as a handle. And then, like, you can totally, like, look inside of there. A mouse could have crawled in there and made a house. Also, I want to throw something out there.
Okay.
This has been a steep hill for the Sacramento Sheriff's Department to climb. To warn people about this gift card scheme that is out there. One, it is very complicated.
Very.
Two.
Or at least it's being described in a very complicated way.
Two, the messaging that they put out warning people when I don't even know if it's accurate or not to just say they're hacking barcodes of gift cards. I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't either.
But clearly explaining what is true is way too complicated for almost everyone. Right. They literally should have just said, like, Operation Bad Elf, avoid gift cards or you get herpes. And if they would have said that, people would be like, oh, boy, I don't want herpes. And then Sacramento sheriffs get to go, all right, we saved
you're
everybody
welcome, ma'am.
From getting scammed. And then along with that, if you're trying to warn somebody about something serious.
I think I know where this is going.
You cannot call it Operation Bad Elf.
Okay, so what is with the cutesy names that they're giving things?
I don't know.
Now, I understand it's meant to be some kind of code so that people that aren't involved in the investigation aren't going to pick up on what's going on. Like, if they called it Operation Gift Card Scam, I guess people could smell kind of what.
Uh-oh, they're on to us, guys.
Okay. Could they not just give it like this, like letter abbreviations like they do when a bill goes on Capitol Hill?
I don't know. I mean, you don't
like
AB 3-4.
Yes.
I feel like then people are going to, you know, just fall asleep on you.
No, but the idea is not for the general public to hear this and then think, oh, I know what's going on. It's an internal code.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, remember when Aunt Becky from Full House
wanted
her cheater kid up to college?
Yeah, yeah.
And then they called that Operation Varsity Blues.
Right. You don't have to title things. They are clearly bored where they have to come up with a title, a fun title. Operation Bad Elf sounds like a really terrible Paramount Plus children's movie.
So true. And are they, was this the first and only name they gave it, or did they sit around and workshop it? What if we called it Operation Ho Ho Ho's? Don't be a pervert, Jeremy. God. Okay, what if we just called it Gift Card Scam? Jan, you're not even, come on.
Guys, I got it. I got it. How about we call it Operation Grift Card?
Oh, and then
anyone? No one gets it? No one gets it? I am tired of coming up with my brilliant puns. You know what? I'm out. I'm going to go feed the horses.
The police horses.
The police horses. They're the only ones who get me. That is it. That is the full show. We did it. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's Wake Up Call Concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.